Welcome to the Inner Side Radio Program, part two of Interview with the Teabagger. If you missed part one, Google The Inner Side and check out program number 266. These were recorded live from KPFT on April 15th, Tax Day, when all the wingnuts and Medicare bums were out protesting Obama lowering their taxes. The guest, Troy Conrad, is a comic and friend of the show from Los Angeles who does characters. And this character could best be described as a teabagger on steroids, with a particular interest in eliminating fire departments, or what he calls socialist Obama fire care. We went on to talk about mass graves in Canada, where fire departments worked at the behest of socialist death panels, exterminating millions. We spoke about privatizing fire care in America, where Halliburton could extinguish fires from outer space with cold fusion laser beams. We spoke about fire departments turning unwanted children into fire slaves or grinding them up into dog food for their Dalmatians. And then we even talked about some crazy stuff. The genius of Troy's character and what he's doing is that he maintains a very civil and rationalized demeanor while saying things that are completely insane, which yielded unexpected results because when we opened the phone lines to callers, some reacted more to his tone than the content and thought this was real. The other half of the callers, and it really was close to 50-50, reacted to the content and went along with a joke, and in some cases took it even further than we did, which further enraged the prior 50%, and the thing took on a life of its own. By the second hour, we were compelled to start dropping as many hints as possible. Now, this isn't real, to let more in on the unintended joke with some limited success. I mean, it really wasn't meant to be Andy Kaufman meets War of the Worlds. It was just, that's just how it turned out. So here's part two of probably the most interesting 2 hours I spent on radio in my 15 years on the air, and that's saying something.
I have to tell everybody that they're listening to KPFT Houston. Today is April 1st. I mean, no, wait, it's April 15th. Hold on, Michael. We're not finished yet, okay? We have to give a station ID. It's the law.
This is KPFT Houston. We report. We decide. You obey.
I like that.
It's a cool station, man. I like it.
All right, Maggie. Hi.
I understand why the black gentleman hung up. This is about race, and none of them spoke up during the Bush administration when our government was just wasting money.
She's got a point. Bush was one of the greatest presidents that we've ever had in history, and he only did the bailout because he had to.
You've been on the air for the last 30 minutes. Why don't you just let somebody else say something? And
that's all right.
And you are probably a shill for a corporation, just like Glenn Beck and all the rest of them. They don't care about us. They don't care about people. And it all comes down to the fact that we have a black president. And that's all I have to say. Thank you, KPFT, for existing. Yes, ma'am.
I was going to ask Troy what he thinks about black people.
You know what? I've never thought about the issue in my entire life. That's the first time I'm ever even hearing that. I listen to the radio. I do not watch television. I did not even know that Obama was black, and that is proof that I'm not a racist. Who's the next caller?
Next caller's Bear.
Hello.
Hey, Bear.
Yeah. How you doing? I just want to thank you for having your guest on today. It's about time that
welcome.
We have someone that speaks what's real. You often don't hear that too much. But you touched on a topic near and dear to my heart. My ex-wife, about 6 years ago, was pregnant, and she told me she had an abortion. 5 years later, I found out she dropped my baby at the fire department. And I went over there to get my son, and my own son turned the fire hose on me.
Oh, my Lord.
And
well, that's
indicative of the problem you're talking about, isn't it, Troy?
It is. Now, that sounds to me like the racism generated from a socialist nation. And it doesn't surprise me. You know, I'm glad this gentleman called because we've had reports that under socialized fire care, people have dropped their babies off, the babies have been fed to the Dalmatians for dog food, and that.
My son don't even speak English. He would. I try to talk to him, he barks at me. He don't even speak. He barks.
So there we go. That's exactly what I'm talking about, and this gentleman is proving my point for me. They're letting the dogs raise the babies left at the fire station because that's exactly what Karl Marx wanted.
How can I get my son back? Do I have to call the SPCA or what am I doing?
Now that's the thing is there's another what you have is a bureaucracy of socialist institutions that are holding your child. The SPCA is another socialized institution that gets government funding, and they all work together. They collaborate as a conspiracy to harbor children, and then what they do is they end up selling them off later to as sex slaves. So are trying to stop this, and all these people calling in saying that maybe socialism's okay. Tell this to the guy who lost his dog to Dalmatians.
His child to Dalmatians.
Sorry to call it a dog, but you know it may be too late now.
Sandy, let's try that. Sandy, you're on the air.
Oh my goodness, I don't know where to begin. I'm a proud socialist because I think that the country and the founding fathers. The reason they're called founding fathers is because they wanted to care for people. And this guy is completely about privatizing everything. I grew up in a union household. My father was a hard-working electrician who had a sixth-grade education. He taught me, you know, if you don't have a union, you don't have any kind of defense against these corporation people, company people, whatever. And he had a good job, and I ate steak, and I had Schwinn bicycles and private lessons and a middle-class income that my granddaughter will never see because of Reagan and the privatization and the American Enterprise Institute, all these think tanks, which are the Glenn Becks. I'm sorry, but you are so un-American, you make me sick.
I think that we should make Ayn Rand one of our honorary founding fathers.
I can't believe you're against the fire and the police departments. I mean, y'all are crazy. And you claim to be Christians, and Jesus was the most liberal socialist there is.
I don't know. We tend to believe in the newer, more conservative Bible written by the Conservapedia founder. And the conservative Bible paints Jesus much differently, and I think he would be very much against any type of socialism. And I think Jesus would probably have charged people a little bit more for healings because that was very in demand back then.
Jesus is so anti-you, it makes me sick that you call yourself Christians and join together all the time.
If we would have had a Monsanto back in Jesus' day, they would have been able to clone him and own the patent, and we'd have a lot more Jesuses now. And so those are the kind of ideals that I'm out there fighting
Jesus
for.
Jesus would be against the patent. Jesus would be against the patent because
he wouldn't have a choice.
It's about sharing.
Sandy, I get all your points, but I've given you 5 minutes. I'm going to have to catch you up.
Sorry, hold on. To control myself.
We're going to Roy next. Roy, you're on the other side.
Oh, H.G. Wells would be so proud of you guys.
Ah, Roy.
I love it. This is such a wonderful show. I will tell you that finding Angry Town, whatever.
AngryTownHall.com.
Yeah, with the handwriting on the palm. Yes, of course, that's wonderful. But at any rate, I've got to say, you know, you've managed to stir up a whole bunch of people that really aren't listening very well.
So we're just waking people up to the idea
I just want to say one thing, and I'll get off. I hope that this really brings the level of conversation up for future evenings, because honestly, we need to have this kind of conversation. And I love the fact that you've done it in such a loving way.
Well put, Roy. Thank you very much. And I've got to say, finally, Barry has called.
Hello?
Barry, you're on the air.
Oh, I don't think I'm the Barry you guys were looking for. But
oh, okay. Oh, you're not the Barry, Barry we were looking for. Okay.
I'm glad you put me on the air. See, here's my thing. I think that the banks are the problem because there it's a very small group of people controlling everything, perpetrating all of these ills in society. I mean, they fund gangs. They fund wars. They're moving to Houston. They're moving to Florida. They're moving to Dubai. They're moving to all these places with warm climates because when global warming strikes and the whole world freezes over, they don't want their fur to show.
Well, and that's why we recommend people look up the survival ball. People can actually survive climate change and all kinds of other disasters.
Survival
they can pick those up, and it's a privately owned company, so they're actually supporting the economy.
See, these bankers, they're going to survive because they're going to have huge money. They're going to have all the gold. They're going to have all the platinum, all the silver. I think it's just sad that the Jews are perpetrating global warming so that they can, so they won't have to show their fur because they do grow fur in colder climates.
Well, I don't know about that, but I will say that corporations are more important than people because they're bigger. And we all know it's just human nature. Bigger is better. And so when there's less people in the world and more corporations, I think that's really the future.
But all the people are going to die. It's going to be nothing but Jews left. That the Jews do grow fur in colder climates. That's
more of an Italian thing. It's more of a Catholic thing.
I'm not familiar with any of this, but you know, I love the Houston callers. I love the callers, and I think we're getting you know, some really interesting perspectives here.
All right, Barry.
Yeah.
Despite my better thinking, you've got 20 seconds left to say whatever you want. No cussing.
Well, one, I'd like to say that it's a global pyramid scheme that is perpetrated by the sons of Israel to destroy America and any other land that they land in. Secondly, I think that Barack Obama is a Muslim and a terrorist. And thirdly, I think that the Republican Party and the Democratic Party are all in a circle jerk.
Time's up. All right.
It's up to you.
I'm glad to say because there's a couple things that I wanted to interject, and I kind of just let people talk because I want them to get their opinions out.
Sure, go ahead.
I like hearing their stories, but you know we've got to get back to a privatized America. I believe it was James Madison who said the tree of liberty needs to be watered from time to time with water from a privatized institution.
That's not what he said. He said that wasn't it water from the blood of tyrants or something?
No, it's been misconstrued, but he was for, you know, our founding fathers wanted one thing. They wanted an America that was run for the corporations, and maybe somebody changed the wording on that. I don't know how that happened. What I want to get back to is fire franchises. We want to open up the fire market to consumers and to the general public and have franchises, just like you might go out.
So you want to deregulate the fire industry?
Deregulate. That's right. And unfortunately, right now we have an incredibly regulated system where the fire departments are having volunteers coming in and putting out fires.
There's nothing more socialist than volunteers.
Yeah, they're taking away jobs from hardworking Americans who would do the job for pay.
Yeah, and, normally people, you know, they call in and they're used to hearing our liberal point of view, and we're just giving the right wing a chance to speak tonight.
I'm just saying that I'm thinking now, hey, faith based fire departments, what do you think?
Well, you know, that's another great thing. I kind of think of a tort reform would be probably a very goodwill gesture to God if we were able to put through tort reform and take away lawsuits. Like, you know, if a fire department doesn't want to put out your home because you can't afford it, then you shouldn't be able to sue them later just because your house did burn down. That's just going to raise the price for other consumers who want it. So we want to, like, deregulate. We want to make sure that nobody can sue a fire department if they decline putting your house out because, you know, what if they don't want to go to your neighborhood at night? What if they don't like it? What if there's a big game on or something? You know, we've got to open up the market and allow choice instead of, you know, Obama's forcing firefighters to come out and put your home out practically. Why not give the firefighters 20% of the
crime? Hadn't thought of it that way.
Yeah, that's the thing. Try calling 911.
There's so much that you have to teach me. Adam.
I'm trying to corner the charcoal market.
Adam, you're on the air.
Thank you, Stacey. Hey, and
you're welcome.
I agree
completely with this guest. Like, Troy, you are the best guest they've had on in ages. You speak
all
the
right.
truth.
Thank you, sir.
Go, and, Adam.
You know, this whole privatization is great for America. That's why I disagree so much with KPFT all the time, because, you know, you're supposed to be radio for peace. Peace is bad for America. You can't privatize peace.
Yeah, whatever happened to radio for the corporations? Why isn't
exactly.
Obama letting that through?
Exactly.
I haven't heard anybody try to do that.
Oh, come on. Yeah, because, yeah. Uh-huh. But and this whole thing with peace also is what is so bad is because war is great for the economy. War keeps money channeling towards the upper classes, away from these bottom people that keep calling in.
Right. You know, yeah, it's the middle class that's ruining America. Thank you.
I know. They have no effect on the economy. They're not the movers and shakers of the world. When they sit there and they complain, they should just accept what they're giving. You know, they should take it and smile. They're lucky they're getting that much.
The middle
thank
class.
You. And that is the biggest problem with the middle class in America is that they tend to demand things, you know. They want rights. You got to create jobs for them. And if we just got back to the way, like a more Darwinistic America where there's just, you know, the people on top that run the corporations, and then there's lots of people to serve them. In that society, everyone has a job.
Exactly. And you know what? And we could even get the children working again. I mean, what's up with that?
No wonder we have so many problems with our kids today is they have to wait until, you know, they're 16 to work sometimes.
You know, yeah, if we convert these daycares into child labor centers, we could keep their parents working 18 to 20 hours. You know,
little bitty fingers so they can do the little electronic things.
Exactly.
Because grown-ups...
We could be back on top again.
Absolutely.
And that's why on angrytownhall.com we say, you know, Mr. Obama, tear down this wall between children and labor laws.
Wow, that's powerful. And now we are going to go to Dorothy.
Now, I just want to make a comment about whoever this guy that y'all have that's promoting tea parties, tea baggers. And
yeah, that's Troy.
Advertising.
His name's Troy.
He never knew Obama was black. So what kind of, I mean, where is he from? What part of the earth he was living that was so remote that he didn't hear, see it, or know it? But yet still he can speak on the phone today. Apparently, if he didn't know Obama was black, he should have been from some remote part of the world where there was no communication that I could believe him.
He doesn't see color.
I did not know that. That is news to me, and I'm just trying to say that I believe that he's that he is promoting socialism through funding fire departments, and that includes the forest department.
All this propaganda you're promoting is... That's what's got this country sick, down, and turned upside down and going to hell in a handbasket. And another thing, as I said, when did you say you first found out that President Obama was black?
Just about 45 minutes ago, a caller
So what block were you living under where you couldn't see or hear or read anything or hear people talk?
I didn't. I just listened to the radio a lot. I listened to Rush.
You didn't
have
to listen to the radio
to
find this out. And I can't believe what he said about Jesus the Christ. Had they had cloning or whatever he said back during his day, things would have been better. You're blaspheming everything.
You know, Dorothy,
that stands for righteousness.
Normally, we're a very left-wing talk radio show. We just wanted to give the right-wing a platform tonight. But keep listening. Much will be revealed.
I also want to mention another wing of our organization.
Go ahead.
Of Angry Town Hall Foundation. We do want to get rid of the meat taxes that are out there. You know, we're paying for socialized meat care. When every time you go buy a hamburger or sausage or a hot dog, you're actually paying taxes. These are the hidden taxes, and that's socialism right there because you're paying taxes for it. So we ask people to join the Sausage Party, and we are going to stage a protest in the coming months. It'll be on angrytownhall.com, but, you know, we want to just make sure that people are aware of this. Because,
wow.
That's socialism. When you eat a hamburger, that's socialism.
I don't eat hamburgers. I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, well, good for you. We ask Americans not to participate in anything that relates to socialism, and that includes inspected meat.
Oh, inspected meat. I see where you're getting right now.
Away for a few extra minutes.
I mean, everybody that lives inside the city limits of Houston should be raising a cow in their backyard. Is that what you're telling me?
That is right. And by the way,
okay.
Cows do not cause any type of global warming. That's an Al Gore lie.
Abdullah, you're on the air.
You know, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. My father served in the military. How is the military, for one, how is that going to be privatized?
Right now, there are more troops in Afghanistan who are with private contractors than there are U.S. troops. And if we could just turn that over to 100%, then we would have no taxes, and the troops could keep what they can take.
All right, we're going to go to Doc Tory, and then after that, Trevor, Sarah, and Mark. Doc Tory?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm wondering how your guest feels about prison tourism.
Prison tourism?
Yes. See, I'm a CO, and some of the fellas and I have had a business idea. We work a women's prison, and we think it'd be a good idea under his theory to convert the place over for sex tourism. It's a small town, and there's a...
Well, now this gentleman is a corrections officer, and he's got a very good point. If we could actually cut all the taxes that we pay for prisons by making them, either turning them into a reality show or something else, and having a live audience come in that pays to get in and watch it live.
So, no, I think he's gone a step beyond that.
Well, if it certainly, I think that we could have raised a tremendous amount of bailout money if we did turn prisons into sex tourism.
Sex prisons. Doc Tory?
Maybe.
I think you're a right-wing genius.
It's the kind of innovation that private industry, that's what makes America great.
Genius. Brilliant.
Not only that, I would like to add that to this gentleman's thing is not, if we would go further and turn the prisons over completely to private industry, then women would be arrested for being hot, and you would have an even higher increase in ticket sales and more funding.
Yes, you could also have women specifically snatched to taste.
Yeah, and this gentleman is describing Libertopia. And I can't thank him enough for the ideas. I'm going to actually get with my, with the groups that I mingle with. I'm going to talk to FreedomWorks and see if we can't get some lobbyists on this, because this is really an innovative idea.
I just had a right-wing radio climax.
She's clutching her pearls.
Doc Tory, you're my hero.
You are, and we should send him a complimentary copy of Atlas Shrugged for the idea. So thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Mark.
Yes.
Mark, you're on the air.
Hi. This is 2 hours that should have been dedicated to some social justice.
Mark, maybe you should consider getting your own show on Open Journal.
Show us how to do it.
Yeah, show us how it's done.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he will have me on his show.
I may really rethink my pledge tomorrow. That's the truth. Because we don't take this show lightly.
We don't
take this station lightly.
Mark, I hope you give some consideration towards something called creative freedom.
And I think that there's probably a lot of people out there who understand the point of view and the people who have been listening carefully. Obviously that gentleman who called is a very wise person and caught on probably very, very quickly and is worried that other people didn't. But I think people get what's going on.
Well, let's find out. Sarah, do you get what's going on?
Well, let's just say that I'm sad that most people are not understanding this man's modest proposals to improve America.
There you go, Sarah.
Yeah, all these abominous Stalinazis complaining about him just need to learn to love their country, you know? But, I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed the show tonight, and now that you guys have finally seen the light and come around to a more right point of view, I think I'll be doubling my pledge to KPFC this year. Thank you, Troy, for your enlightened point of view, and God bless America.
Maybe we should say now.
Yeah, this is our friend Troy Conrad. He's a very successful comedian in Los Angeles.
Comedian in Los Angeles.
Yes. Also, friend of the show, as you might know him as Jesus. So,
yeah, and really, yes, since we're winding down, you know, obviously, I mean, hopefully the people that have heard us talking about our fire departments are socialist and that babies are being raised as slaves. Hopefully people kept on that this really is about the healthcare debate. We've made a tremendous difference in the debate. We've had people go to protests nationwide using signs that say stop socialized fire care and making the point alongside of the Tea Party people. And it's really made an incredible point. We've gotten under the skin of some of the people on the extreme right. And
I tried to do that, boy, but I was the only one. I went to a Tea Party protest dressed as a tennis pro and under the Billionaires for Welfare banner.
Yes, yes.
I expected there would be a lot more I was the only one out there, and I tell you, it was difficult. All right, we got two more callers. No?
Sure thing, but I just want to say real quick, I work with the Billionaires for Wealthcare, and we get a lot of the similar things, people that don't, you know, that are worried other people are going to take it seriously or whatever.
Troy, before we go on and squeeze the last few callers in, tell us again where else we could find you. I know you're at ComedyJesus.com.
I'm actually doing, my new show is George Bush Taking Responsibility and Accountability for Everything. It's called The Bush Monologues. And it's just bushmonologues.com, upping the level of consciousness and education. And Angry Town Hall is a satirical site. We're going to be doing something with the Yes Men really soon. It's been a really fun thing that sort of I started as a joke. It took hold as a grassroots movement, and now I can't stop it.
All right, we've got
that's Poe's law right there.
We've got two
exactly.
more. We've got two more callers. Trevor, hurry go. Up.
Hey, I want to say I really enjoyed that. That was quite entertaining. It made my day. I think he dropped the Conservapedia Bible reference too early. That kind of kind of gave it away there. I like that, though. I only got on at 10, so it let me know immediately. So I just want to let you guys know I enjoyed that a lot, and keep it coming. Thanks.
All right, thank you. And Ma Q.
We're all human. I don't like these corporations taking over my life. I'm considered as an individual, and I want to be. I'm nobody special. I don't think you're anybody special. I like your opinions, but I'm kind of a leftist, if you know what I mean.
Well, thank you, sir, and I will say this, that I believe that
your Tea Party is not going to make it.
The Tea Party is 100% legitimate anger that's 90% misdirected.
Yeah. Very much misdirected.
Yeah.
In other words, you know, in Advice of Men, this little guy named Lenny went crazy, and they had to shoot him in the back of the head.
Yep.
Like a dirty dog.
A friend of mine played the part of the rabbit, which is really...
What?
The part of the rabbit. And we're going to thank you, Troy. Once again, anything you want to kick in there?
People can still go to angrytownhall.com and join our Twitter and our Facebook and keep up to date on the latest satire on all this craziness going on right now in America.
All right, you guys, in case you didn't notice, this whole show tonight was a joke. We hope that you got the joke, and we hope that you enjoyed it.
If anybody was offended, we apologize.
Yeah, so we apologize for
we do respect the
H.G. Wellsian.
And you've been listening to Troy Conrad, Stacey Davis, and yours truly, Scooter, on the Innerside Radio program. This and all other Innerside Radio programs are archived on the Intertube. Simply Google The Innerside. See you all next week.